Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the sun and fun capital of the world. This is and our fourth annual Lizard Man Festival preview. So glad to have everybody here. I'm Dr. John Cheney, and we got a bang up show tonight. Now we really do, and it's going to be exciting. I will first introduce our co-hosts from Los Angeles, actually from West Hollywood, California, the one, the only, Devin Tate. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, John. It's always a nice time of year here with Halloween coming up, and we had a whole day of rain here in L.A. So I know they say it doesn't rain in L.A., but it actually does.
It never rains in California, that's right. Okay, well, we're just glad you're here and that you didn't, and that we're glad you're getting rain now, I'm going to tell you that, because I know it was, those lake levels were getting fairly dangerous. They were getting low, so we're glad you're doing it. And we've also got some snow reported up in the Rockies, so maybe everybody will be okay. So just grateful to have you here. And we talk about your contribution to this great Lizard Man Festival a little bit. And the Surgeon General of ScaryCast, the one and only Dr. Trey Donaway. How are you doing tonight, Trey?
I'm doing great, John. I've had a busy day today. We're working on our Revolutionary War reenactment. It's going to be bigger and better this year than ever. It's on November 13th and 14th. So that's what I've been spending my day, putting up marketing signs and posters locally and working on some Facebook ads. So. Fun day.
Well, that's great, because I know that on the 14th, the Amazing Velvet and I will be up there in search of Missy Hyatt, the great WWE star. She's going to be with you guys, isn't she?
That's what I understand. I understand Missy Hyatt's going to be there, and I don't know what 18th century persona she's going to be taking, but we're all looking forward to meeting her.
Well, that's great, and Velvet and I will be there, and in fact, the Amazing Velvet and I will be on the 13th, the Saturday before that, we will be at Rockabilly Q in North Charleston, which is actually Charleston's largest festival. We will be there with members of the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. We will be there with, I will be there with Transamerica. We're going to have just a blast, and we're also going to be advertising. The one, the only. We finally get to do it again, the Charleston Krampus Festival. We didn't get to do it last year, and it will be on December the 4th at Ghost Monkey Brewery. So we had a grand time the last time we did it, then we couldn't do it because of COVID. So we're looking forward to being back here with at Ghost Monkey. Those folks are wonderful, and we're going to have a great time with the Charleston Krampus Festival. So all I got to say is, we'll be there on Friday, on Saturday, the 13th of December, and on Sunday, the 14th of December, you can catch the Amazing Velvet and me, Dr. John, at the, now, Trey, what is the name of your festival, and where is it?
It is the Revolutionary War Reenactment Battle of Camden. It is at 1208 Keys Lane, Kershaw, South Carolina.
All right, well, we will see you there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, what I'd like to do to start off the show is spend a few minutes recapping last show. And then I made a visit to the Dunaway household this week and brought a present. And we'll talk. I want to talk just a little bit about that. And then we're going to introduce our guests. We have two guests tonight. But first of all, we talked last week about divining rods. We talked about a lot of interesting things, and I frankly enjoyed our episode. And then I brought you some divining rods that I had made out of number 6 gauge copper. You just buy it at Lowe's, and you go there, and they'll tell you interesting things like, well, golly, when I was at Santee Cooper, we used divining rods to find water mains. Isn't that interesting? So, Trey, I brought you some divining rods. Happened.
I tell you, it was really remarkable. This is how it went. John walked around in my home, and he found some hot spots where the rods moved. And I tried it, and I have the divining ability of a jar of peanut butter, I think. I think that that about is where my level of expertise with divining rods is. My wife tried it. She was, if anything, worse than me. We didn't get any signals, any hits, any feelings, nothing. And my daughter, who was here for the weekend, she tried it, and she is an off-the-scale divining rod person. It was astounding, and she kept saying, I'm really not doing this, Dad. I'm really not doing it. It's doing this on its own. Those rods swung from a forward position all the way around until they contacted with either her cheek or the or her neck, depending on where she was holding those divining rods. It was remarkable. And it duplicated the hot spots that John found. So, and she's a skeptic about this, as I often am, but she is a skeptic no more. Now, what we've done is we went to another house. I have another house. It's a very old house. And she walked around in that house, and she found a few places. And the next time John comes to Camden, we're going to get him to go in and see if it correlates, because hers absolutely correlated with John's findings. So she says, I don't know what it is, but I can definitely feel it, and it there's a movement. And I will say that in our house, our other house, I also experienced one of the movements. Now it's not like my daughter; she lights up like a Christmas tree. So I don't know what it is that makes some people their ability to do the divining work, but whatever that it is, she's got it. She said, "I don't know what it means." I said, "I don't either." The way I look at it, it's an energy of some sort. Just call it an energy. It could be a positive. It could be a negative. It could be a puddle of water under the house. I have no idea. But let me tell you, it was pretty amazing. And even my one experience where it did move, I was not doing it. Now, I know I've read all about it. We talked about this last week, that people do it subliminally, or they're not aware of it, and it's subconscious and all this stuff. But I tell you, when you see these things moving, it was remarkable. And it has just created a really, really big surge of interest in this in our household. So thank you, John, for bringing this to our attention. And we're going to continue to experiment with them.
Well, that sounds great, because if I can go ahead and mention, you own the George Washington House in Camden, which is one of the great historical landmarks in that town, and this is going to be my entree to introducing our next guest, David Bluetile, owner of Bluetile Skateboards in downtown Charleston, or maybe if we can say it a little bit better, he's at Five Points. David, good evening, and how are you doing? And it's great to have you here, buddy.
I'm doing great. We're in Columbia, South Carolina, and it is my birthday tonight. So I'm doing pretty well.
Well, happy birthday. We'll have to sing happy birthday before you get
crazy.
Out of here. That's going to be it'll be the worst happy birthday, but it'll be heartfelt. And the reason I said this ties right into what we've got David here is because this coming Saturday, the one and only the fourth annual Lizard Man, thanks to David, is going to be taking place at, now, where is it? Is it Owens Skate Park? Is that what it's called
South
Columbia?
Owens Field Skate Park in Columbia, South Carolina. It's actually a pump track there, so we'll have, like, timed races. So there's a skate park, and then there's a pump track, which is more like a BMX track, but you can ride skateboards on it, and we'll do, like, time trials, just like a BMX race.
Boy, that's
now,
great.
David.
That's going to
David,
be
this is Trey. Is this near Owens Field, the airport in Columbia?
It is right across the street. Yep.
Gotcha. easy to find.
Part of that complex, Trey.
Gotcha, Ralph. Easy to find.
Very yep. easy to find. Yep.
I'll put a couple of signs up, David, on Friday evening, and hopefully that'll help everybody that's GPSing it. Now, the reason I said that there's a connection is because, first of all, you have been the kindest person in the world to let the Lizard Man Festival tag on to your event, which is going to be absolutely spectacular, the fact that we're tagging on with you, number one. Now, number two, this past Saturday, I had the most amazing experience. You brought out three film professionals and yourself, and we went around Bishopville, South Carolina, the landing spot for the Lizard Man in 1987 and 1988, and you had me talking about it, and you were filming a little bit of a documentary that we're going to be putting on YouTube. Tell everybody about what motivated you to get us down there, and tell everybody a little bit about what went on. I mean, I was just standing there having the time of my life talking, and you were doing all the heavy lifting with the film crew.
Well, I hope that all comes together pretty well. We definitely had some technical difficulties this weekend, but I will say that, you know, I was just, the whole thing with my skate shop and everything I try to do in my life or whatever is trying to kind of remember what it's like to be a kid and hold on to that magic. So the Lizard Man was kind of something from my youth that I held on to and I always was fascinated by, and I love like local folklore and stuff like that. So we decided to do a skateboard series with a few local legends on it. So we have the Lizard Man and the Third Eye Man coming out on skateboards hopefully this week. So just kind of to stoke the excitement and to kind of bring like the other things that I like to do in life or my other excitements in life, to kind of bring that into my own business, I was like, you know what? Let's go exploring and let's learn about the Lizard Man. So I started looking up people to talk to, and that's how I found you, John.
Well, that was great. That was the most exciting and wonderful thing that could have ever happened to me. It happened a week ago today. I got this text, this very nice text, and you said, could I put the graphic of the Lizard Man on some skateboards, and could we talk? And I jumped all over that. I did.
We've had the graphics. Unfortunately, the graphics were supposed to be done months ago so we could have them, but because of COVID, everything's kind of behind. So we've been planning these boards for about a year, but with COVID, this production is way behind. So now they're supposed to be here this week, and, you know, I just kind of wanted to touch base with some people who kind of knew a little bit more about the folklore than I did.
Well, it has been a real privilege to work with you. And what I wanted to tell you, because I'm going to call you tomorrow, because I want to see if we can get those gentlemen who were with us in Bishopville, if we could get them to come over to Camden and let me go through the George Washington House with the divining rods, I think that would be a spectacular thing. And we'll, of course, pay for their time. The festival will pay for their time. But I'll talk to you about that tomorrow and see if that's something that could be done in the next couple of weeks. So that's just future plan. And the guy on camera was massive. He was great. What was his name?
Kari McLeod. Yeah, he's really awesome. He did go to film school here.
And he
at
used
USC,
to work for you.
And he did work at the shop while he was going to college, yep.
Yeah, he's such a nice person. And you had the other two guys. One was a friend of yours that you used to do some antics with out on the road and everything. And now what was that gentleman's name?
So my friend Sean Gerald, I've been skating with since I was about 11 or 12 years old. So we've been hanging out for a long time, so I pretty much invite him to anything I do. And then my friend Jonah, who's kind of a new friend, we don't hang out very often, but he does a a YouTube channel called Ghosts versus Bros. And so I thought he would be interested in this, so I invited him along.
Right, and I spoke with him about maybe taking him to the outskirts of Orangeburg to do a Bigfoot adventure for perhaps to go on his podcast. So I've got to get up with him this week, send him an email. I just think it would be so much fun. And, you know, who knows, maybe the camera guy can come. But regardless, we're going to have fun as we go exploring some of these incredible legends in and around the Columbia, South Carolina area. I just, you know, the more I get to know Columbia, I got to tell everybody a funny story, and this is the truth. I was there about, 10 years ago, and I'm standing on the corner of X and Y Avenue downtown. I have never experienced such extreme heat as I experienced there in Columbia. And this lady was standing there, she was sweating bullets too. I said, "You know, ma'am, if I wasn't mistaken, I would say this is the entrance to hell." And she laughed. She said, "That's what we always said." And I found out that Columbia is on a huge plate of granite, and the granite reflects the heat, and that is why it is so darn hot in downtown Columbia. I mean, it is just that's the hottest place I've ever been, and it was an unusually hot day in Columbia anyway, and I thought I was going to die. But anyway, Columbia is kind of a cool town, and we're so happy that we're going to be able to partner with you and have the Lizard Man there. I mean, that's going to be great. Now, as we're talking about film,
it should be gravy.
It should. And then now we've got our man from West Hollywood, Devin Tate, is here, and he's got a very important contribution to the Lizard Man Festival. We aired it last year. It was very popular, and we're bringing it back again. So, Devin, tell us about your contribution and what you did in your documentary.
Thank you, John. Well, I made that last year, and it was a lot of fun for me. I hadn't heard too much about the legend of the L.A. lizard people until on ScaryCast when we talked about it. But, you know, luckily a lot of it was documented back in the newspaper in the L.A. Times back in the 30s. That's when the story kind of heated up. You know, before that, people had kind of told legends of, you know, these people they called the L.A. lizard people who – they're not actually reptilian. They were people, you know, regular people that had a kind of an affinity for lizards. And so they supposedly built these tunnels down underground beneath what is now downtown Los Angeles. And the map of the tunnel kind of looked like a lizard, like the way the tunnels were actually arranged. And supposedly they buried a bunch of treasure down there. And so back in the 30s is when they started trying to dig it up. Now, it kind of dovetails with the reptilian humanoid conspiracy theory that a lot of people have heard too, right? That's that, you know, there's these people that are half human, half reptile, kind of lizard-like, possibly from another planet, and that some people think they secretly kind of rule the planet, and that people that are high up in government positions and celebrities may be part of this conspiracy theory. So I had a good time kind of just researching that whole story and kind of tying everything together and going downtown and seeing what I could find. You know, we're actually trying to find an entrance to the tunnels, but there was a few different options, but we didn't actually, you know, really get anything conclusive. But hopefully, you know, if people watch the video, they kind of find it a fun, you know, introduction to the legend, and then they can do some of their own research.
It is a very, very well put together documentary. And what I'll offer, one reason they didn't find anything is whenever they got down to about 60 feet of digging, everything filled up with water. And it was just impossible for them to continue. That project lasted for about 10 or 12 years, and then they just had to give up on it. They didn't have the technology back then. I think they would have it now, but now you got the L.A. Library, and you got everything in the world on top of it. So it's about near impossible. to get down there and do it. But no, what we're going to do is I'll have a laptop hooked up to a monitor, and we'll just be playing your documentary continually from noon until 6 p.m. when, you know, as long as the festival is going on. So it's going to be just a lot of fun. And now we know what – we've got the time trials going on. We're going to have some vendors there. We're going to have Melissa Price, who's a fantastic artist. She's going to have some Lizard Man artwork. I'm going to have some lizard juice, which, in case you didn't know, is Diet Sprite and green Hawaiian punch. And it's pretty darn good.
that sounds like it'd be good with some vodka thrown in.
I'm not going to be. We're not going to be putting any vodka in there, but we might cart some off, and I don't know who knows what will happen in the evening of the Lizard Man Festival in Columbia, South Carolina.
The
so
Lizard
it's
Man
all
after party.
Yeah, the after party. Yeah, now, Dave, you and your folks are certainly invited to the after party if we can engineer one. Okay.
Yeah, I will say it's kind of funny that I haven't seen the documentary you're speaking of, but like my last few days has been in search of entryways into the catacombs and steam tunnels underneath Columbia, which are mostly closed off and nobody wants to let you in there. So I've been looking for tunnels underneath Columbia all week.
Well, I'll bring you a copy of an article that I've got about the Third Eye Man. And
yeah.
He is absolutely – he's frightening. And his legend extends almost 100 years. And I can't wait – and by the way, if you have a chance, if you can have someone doing some timing of the trials, could you come over to the Lizard Man Festival and talk a little bit about the Third Eye Man for us? Would you mind doing that?
I don't – I'm just – a fan, like, I don't really know too much. I'm trying to figure some stuff out just on a surface level, just because I just think it's fun. But as far as like history and research, I don't know a whole lot, and I don't know that there's a whole lot. But I'm definitely down to come over there and talk, because I want to learn more about this stuff.
Buddy, we're gonna have a grand time there at the Lizard Man Festival.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. It's about sharing information, sharing fun, and legends. And I mean, I don't know what more you can say. It's just we just love the Lizard Man, and I hope beyond hope you can have maybe just a rough cut of that documentary that we could show as well, along with Devin's Lizard People of Los Angeles. So it's gonna be a blast. Now we've got one of my favorite authors, and he is sitting in the catacombs. He is sitting in the wings waiting to talk, and that is Ralph Gerrells from West Columbia, South Carolina. Good evening, Ralph. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, John? How's everyone else?
We're glad to have you here, Ralph. And now, what are you going to be bringing to the table? You've got at least two books and a wealth of knowledge, and we're going to let you talk some as well. So tell us all what you do, and let's go from there.
Well, after a 45-plus year career in advertising and marketing, I ended up deciding to write a couple of books. And the two, one is sort of a mystery history in Charleston. The other is a historical autobiography of Anne Bonney, the first female pirate who lived in Charleston. And then the last book was Jesus, Judas, Best Friends Forever. And it's a religious, a fictional religious history of the holes that the Bible provides for Jesus's life following his birth to his death.
Right. Now, I know that Trey Donaway got a copy of that book, and you autographed it for him, and I delivered that to his house today. Trey, you did get the autographed copy, right?
I did, John, and I didn't know you were coming back today. I was, like I said, I was out all day putting up signs and posters and talking to sponsors and getting ready for this Revolutionary War reenactment.
Sure.
Up on the 13th and the 14th, and Jane said she found it, and I didn't realize that I didn't know if Ralph had dropped it off or you had dropped. I didn't know where it came from. But thank you both. Thank you, Ralph, for autographing it for me, and John for getting it back to me.
I knew that you were going to be going out of town, and I probably wasn't going to see you for 3 weeks, and there was no point in that book just sitting there in my car. So. I decided
well,
to come
I've
on.
Got it. Yeah, I've got it. It's and thank you very much. Thank you both.
Well, Trey, I appreciate all of your kind words about the book, and I appreciate the time you invested in reading the work. And I have set aside copies of the other two books, which when we get together, I'll bring so that I can give them to you. To go along with Judas.
Well, thank you, Ralph. I really do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you reading it and I appreciate your kind words. I really do.
I enjoyed it very much.
Well, that's wonderful. And now, along with Ralph Gerrels, we're going to have Robin McCray. She's going to bring, or she actually has emailed me a picture, an actual picture of the lizard man that she took in her backyard. She's got all kinds of crazy things going on in her house. And so Robin is going to, she's going to talk about the lizard man. She's come about as close as anybody ever has to getting a picture of that scary, scary dude. But we know that the lizard man obviously likes the festival, because he hooked us up with blue tile skateboards, and Dave, it was inevitable that we were going to work together on the 4th annual Lizard Man Festival, don't you think?
I guess so. It just kind of fell together.
Well, I tell you, Dave, if you want to know about the Lizard Man, you have found the right guy to tell you about the Lizard Man.
Yeah, I definitely.
Well, and then And Robin's going to go crazy telling everybody what she knows. So it's going to be just a lot of fun out there at Owens Skate Park across from Owens Field. And we've got the address. Just go to Facebook and go to Lizard Man Festival. And there it is. There's all the information. We're running from noon to 6 p.m. And we're going to have a blast. It's going to be informal but fun. Dave, would you call it informal and fun? Is that the best way to describe what we're doing?
I definitely agree. With COVID and all these sort of things, we've kind of been really relaxed about making events or planning events. So this is very show up as you are and just try to have fun kind of thing. We're not trying to really do anything too extravagant. So, but it should be fun. It's super laid back. Everyone should be in costume, and we're going to see who's the fastest on their skateboard. See if they can outrun the lizard man.
That sounds good. And so we're going to have a great time as we prepare. We are looking down the barrel of the rifle at the 5th annual Lizard Man Festival next year in 2022 in its new home, Columbia, South Carolina. We'll have some cooperation from Channel 19. I've already spoken with them. They're looking forward to being on board. We're going to have a blast. And, Dave, if you like working with us, we're going to want you back, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
And so I want to thank – I guess we're just running a little short because – we've covered everything, excuse me, but we've covered a lot. So first of all, we'll have divining rods on sale. I'll have a couple pairs out there for people to buy. Trey has had some success with it. Number two, David, I'm going to call you about maybe getting the film guys out there to George Washington House to go through the place with the divining rods. But now comes the festival. First of all, we've got the time trials. the BMX style time trials. So bring your skateboard and get a time, number one. Number two, we will have Robin McCray. She is the queen of the she is the queen of Scarycast. She's not with us tonight. She is absent on leave, but we'll have her there. We'll have Melissa Pierce, the artist. She's wonderful. We'll have Ralph Gerrels talking about his books and giving us a preview so that if anybody wants to buy a copy, they can. I will be talking about the upcoming release of The Lizard Man Companion, which should be released just after Thanksgiving, so everybody can buy, and you can even buy a copy, and I'll do free shipping for you. It's $20 plus shipping, but I'll do free shipping if you'll buy a copy at the Lizard Man Festival. And we're going to have pictures, and don't be scared if Lizard Man shows up. We're engineering that, so he's a crafty old dude, and we're trying to make sure it comes. And Ralph Gerrels, you're going to be there. Devin, you're going to be there in spirit with your documentary. We're so glad that you're going to have it up there. I'll have a laptop fully charged, and we'll be running it on a screen. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. And I think from what I can tell, the weather's going to hold up. David, have you checked?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be good.
I do too. You got to corroborate and make sure two people get the same weather forecast. But absolutely.
Oh, I know.
So,
man, I hope it's as good as it was this weekend in Lee County, because it was beautiful out there this weekend.
It really was. It was a little scary. there's a lot of recreation of history going on, but we've still got the facts. And this book, you know, the book and the documentary that's based on the book come from 4 years of research, and it's been a true pleasure getting all this put together. And I want to thank my friends, Robin in absentia, but she'll be with us on Saturday afternoon. I want to thank Devin for being here. I want to thank Surgeon General Dr. Trey Donaway for being here. I want to thank our guest, David Bluetile. And we're going to have a lot of fun with you out there on Saturday. And Ralph Gerrels, you're going to be there talking about Anne Bonny, Jesus and Judas, and it's going to be a blast. So this is Dr. John, and I'm going to say that we've had another slam dunk home run Lizard Man Festival preview, the fourth annual. And again, thanks to Blue Tile Skateboards, we could not have done this. So David, you're the man of the hour.
I'm glad.
And thank you very much for being here with us tonight. And we'll see everybody next week when everybody's favorite author from Roswell, New Mexico, John LeMay, will be with us. And then the next week we've got two paranormal experiencers, and one is going to tell us, now get this, 2 weeks from tonight, my buddy from West Virginia, I'm going to keep his name under wraps for now, he is going to tell us about a Ouija board experiment, and he believes that the spirit haunted him for almost 10 years. And we're going to get Robin to put her ESP firepower on it and see if she can tell us more about this entity, Frank. So, and I mean, we got great shows lined up for Scarycast, and it's about the most fun you can have, except for going to work. Now, of course, now we all can't go to a skateboard shop like David, but no, it's great. And thanks to everybody for being here. We'll see you next week on the one, the only, the scariest time on internet radio, Scarycast. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Night.